It is good to know Amsterdam enjoys special spectral protection from the ghosts of the past. One of them, here with us now, is Anna, a faithful and brave servant to a wealthy family, residing at the Keizersgracht in what is now known as the House with the Heads. This name was given to it after Anna's heroic story hit the servant quarters around town.
Good people, listen to my story. It's full of fear and bloodied knives. Its plot is gruesome, grim and gory, and it tells how murder can save lives. One night my master left for business. I'm in the kitchen all by myself. I hear a thud and think, what is this? So I grab a sharp knife from the shelf. There's seven of them, seven robbers are in the cellar of our house. They're stumbling up the stairs. I'm waiting, clutching my knife, and quiet as a mouse. A hand peeks out from the trapdoor. I take my knife, and then I chop. The head is cut. I let it drop and whisper, guys, you can come up. Another head peeks out from the trapdoor. I take my knife and slash and slay. Six heads roll in a bloody spray, but number seven gets away. Six heads heaped up on trapdoor. My master, thankful for my courage, which drove me into murdering, to save his house and his belongings, presents me with a diamond ring. To celebrate his faithful servant, he has six hats made out of stone and puts them up his house to warn those who know Anna's in the house alone. A year goes by, another butler is added to my master's staff. His name is Johan and I like him. He's funny and he makes me laugh. We fall in love and then one day he whispers, marry me. So we're engaged and we leave town to meet his parents. See, once on the road I say to him, I feel like I'm in heaven. He snares, you will be very soon, 'cause I am head number seven. He ties me up, he beats me up, just as I'm losing hope. I'll think I'll use my diamond ring to cut through all the rope. So I'm free and I flee back to Amsterdam. Tell my master of my mishaps and Johan's violent attack. My master has a plan and tells me, we'll wait until Johan gets back. And sure enough, a few days later, the trapdoor opens and surprise, it's Johan and he finds me waiting with knife in hand and glinting eyes. I didn't spill his blood on my hands. He got arrested then and there. My groom-to-be was hanged and buried, but I lied to it, his trial was fair.
Long after she died, residents of the House with the Hedge could hear Anna sharpening knives and walking through the house, guarding the house with the six heads from a soon-to-be-decapitated seventh thief. Forever on duty, faithful to the grave and beyond.
There's a moral to this story regarding all the aforesaid. No, love is blind, Just lose your heart. Don't lose.